Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. This Memorial Day, we want to say thank you to all of our vets who've sacrificed their time, sacrificed their health, sacrificed their lives. We want to say thank you to the families and the soldiers that have served us. As a matter of fact, we want to start off today with Chris Kyle's wife. Chris Kyle was murdered when he got back to America, but he served us as one of America's greatest warriors in regards to being a sniper and taking out the enemy before they took out any of our soldiers. As a matter of fact, let's go there right now. Chris Kyle's wife.
It's not the life she expected, but Taya Kyle is coming into her own as a sought-after speaker, philanthropist, and author. Her new book, American Wife, intimately details her life and marriage to American sniper Chris Kyle.
Hopefully, it's meaningful and emotional, but hopefully being one step removed, it doesn't just, you know, rip your heart out. That's certainly not the intention of the book.
You are very honest about your marriage in this book, about the ups and downs, the challenges. You include a lot of the letters that Chris wrote to you while he was deployed. Why was that important for you?
He was so unique, and I love that part of him that's romantic and kind and soft. And I felt like that's a lot of our veterans and our first responders. These guys have these tremendously big hearts, and that's why they care enough to take less money and go out and put their life on the line.
You started the Chris Kyle Frog Foundation, which helps military and first responder families reconnect after a deployment or crisis. Mm-hmm. Why was it important to you to focus on strengthening marriages and helping families reconnect?
In my experience, there's a niche that wasn't quite being met, and it's very personal to me because these guys, again, and women, they are strong people and they get married, so they love each other enough to take that on. And then it's sort of torn apart by things that are out of their control.
Finding balance in their marriage proved difficult for the Kyles. Chris deployed shortly after their wedding and just days after the births of their two children. Each time he returned home, it was a difficult transition for both of them.
You know, the tagline is honoring God and country by serving those who serve. When we heal the marriage, you know, it says in the Bible, God first, marriage second, children third. And a lot of times when you are separated for so long, you end up, you know, one of the spouses, whoever's home, is putting the kids first and then trying to put the marriage first and figure it all out, can be a bit of a mess.
For her efforts, Taya recently received the Gabby Giffords Award for Courage and Bravery at Fort Myer, Virginia.
I admire you for serving when it's less than 1% of the country who does that. I admire the wives for being the type of women who are able to stay with their marriage. And I know it's not easy. I feel like if I can do any good for any wife by letting her know that she's not alone in those moments where you have your fears or you have your disappointments.
Or feel unpatriotic. It's how Taya says she sometimes felt while overwhelmed at home and needing to unload on her husband, who was risking his life for his country.
I really just hope that I can represent you all well, because I have a tremendous amount of respect for everybody in this room.
When Chris was killed, grief enveloped Taya. And through it, she had to deal with his murder trial and two lawsuits, one from Chris's business partners and a second from Jesse Ventura, who claimed the success of Chris's book, American Sniper, was due to a paragraph about a fight between the two men.
Your husband, a Navy SEAL, the most lethal sniper in U.S. military history, he survived so much and was murdered. Mm-hmm. Yet you write that you never got angry with God.
Right. No, because I feel like the thing is, God promises free will. And with that, people have the choice to do evil. And he doesn't just promise that for one person or in this condition. It's free will, period. It's your choice. So with that, I think what he does promise is that he'll bring beauty through the ashes. God knows it's going to happen. And I can tell you the ways and the things that I feel he did to prepare me for it, the gifts that I was given beforehand that I can hang on to. He was with me through the process of losing Chris, and he's with me now to fulfill that promise that there will be bad things that will happen to you on earth, but I will be there and I will turn something beautiful out of it.
God did that just before Chris died. As Taya writes, at that time, her marriage was in the best place it had ever been. She certainly never thought she would face the gut-wrenching decision of moving her wedding ring to her right hand.
It's all very foreign to me because I feel like you can't even predict grief, you know, and that's why I can be hard-headed and driven, and I feel like this is the blessing in it is that I feel like I've been so broken that I've had no choice but to trust that God will take care of it. I just have to keep trying to do my best with whatever it is in front of me. I'm still struggling with being okay with finding joy too, because it seems like, you know, it seems like I should never have joy again because I miss him. But I know that's not realistic. At some point I have to, and I do have to do it for my kids too. They don't deserve to grow up in a home that's not as, and when I say joy, I mean true joy. We've laughed, we've had fun, we've done fun things, all of those things, but there's a difference between that and a really deep joy that I used to have more often.
For now, Taya says she's thankful for the opportunity to try to make a difference and create something beautiful out of the ashes.
The truth is, I couldn't survive it without my faith. And if we're open to it, when we struggle, we can still see how God will make something good out of it. Maybe not what you wanted, but still something that's a blessing.
Jennifer Wishon, CBN News.
Our hearts so go out to Chris Kyle's wife, and we just pray this book will be a success for her, and she's going on encouraging other families under such similar type crisis. We honor our vets. We honor Chris Kyle's life, and we don't know why our president didn't honor or even mention what took place with Chris Kyle, with the murder that took place of a hero in our country. But we honor you today, and we want to say we remember you and we thank you for your service, every American vet and vet's family. Thank you.
We want to be able to first say thank you to Steve Kalaszewski, that's spelled Steve with a K, for your service in doing two tours of duty, which is a tongue twister, in Iraq.
Correct, out of Fallujah.
Out of Fallujah, which was a couple close calls, I would say.
Yeah, just a few. Only by the very miraculous hand of God am I able to even be here. I've walked through explosions, and it's amazing what God has done.
Well, I want to thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And you saw firsthand, you know, those that have given health, those that are given their well-being, and those that have given their life.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more surprising or shocking than to watch our current leadership not even honor.
Not even acknowledging what they're doing.
While they're sending
them
to war. Because only 1% of America defends the other 99%. So 1% say, yes, we will defend your freedom.
Yeah.
And that is so amazing. Because the way they present it is like everybody serves in the military. It's like 1%. And even that whole 1% don't always serve. And it's different branches and all.
And even then, too, is just moments like today, Memorial Day, before I served, I never knew the difference. Because a lot of times people look at Memorial Day and they think it's the same as Veterans Day. And Veterans Day, we recognize, like you're saying, those 1% that are currently serving. And then all of those from our past generations that have faithfully served.
Yes.
But Memorial Day, a little bit different. That we remember those who have fallen, those that they gave their lives, those that did not come home alive. And you look at like you're hearing Chris Kyle's wife sharing, you know, she is still dealing with so much of that loss. You think about the families, the spouses, the children who have lost brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers. It's like, that's what this Memorial Day is about. Remembering that their sacrifice continues on. You remember what they're going through.
And it began when it was brother against brother. The Civil War took place. And that's when they began to realize, you know, we've lost a lot of our own and we need to remember the price that has been paid. And, you know, some people, you know, pay a minimal price, but some people pay the ultimate price.
Yep.
And then, like Chris Kyle's wife, she has to live with that ultimate price. And Chris Kyle was just helping out a fellow vet that was struggling with reportedly post-traumatic stress disorder. And he and his friend were just taking him to the range. And all of a sudden, this particular man turns the gun on Chris and just kills him. Murders him.
Yeah.
And you would think, you really would think our president would have just stopped and said, wait a minute, we've lost a hero here. But I personally believe it was because, you know, what the enemy that he was having to fight in Afghanistan was Muslims. Mm-hmm. They were Muslim. I mean, every Muslim wasn't the enemy, but the enemy he had to fight and that you had to fight when you were there was it's a Muslim nation. Mm-hmm. And to be able to honor Chris Kyle was to be able to say what Chris Kyle did was right in defending the soldiers' lives. And over again, you see soldiers that have been injured by IEDs, which are improvised explosive devices. Well, there's people walking around with a vest on to suicide bombers. Yeah, and some of those guys, these young guys, they don't even have the trigger for that mechanism. There's some adult sitting somewhere that has the trigger for that mechanism, and that child just walks up near the soldiers and they push the button to be able to kill. Chris Kyle would take these particular individuals out before they took a soldier out. Mm-hmm. And he didn't say a thing. I want to thank Texas for standing up and the vets standing up for Chris Kyle. And we just want to acknowledge you. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.